Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show on a crazy Tuesday morning in the Delaware Valley. In a few minutes, I'll play for you once again the Joe Pesci cut from my cousin Vinny, referenced by Phillies manager Joe Girardi, because it keeps getting worse. Now we got a hurricane.
Yeah, it's going to get nasty, especially there in South Jersey, man.
And Rhea, throughout the morning, because we are going to have a weather report from NBC10
yes.
at one point, I'm going to need you to say the name because I can't pronounce it.
Steve Sosna?
What?
Is it Steve Sosna?
See, she doesn't have it either. No, the name of the hurricane.
Oh, Isis or something?
Do you understand? Hold on for a second. You're the professional here.
Yeah.
Al and I have been faking it for 30 years. You have to know how to pronounce this
stuff. I spent all morning trying to figure out how to pronounce. Hold on, I got it. Daelis Guerra.
Daelis?
Daelis Guerra.
All right, I'm getting him in a few. I'm not ready for Daelis. Although, Isaiah.
Neither was he.
Isaiah. Where's Hurricane Carol? Where's the easy ones?
They're all taken.
Carol.
Hurricane Isa?
Yeah, I think.
Anyway, we will get some information out of that in the course of the morning. I could tell you this right now. If you're in Jersey, they're saying you shouldn't drive unless it's emergency after 5. Well, it's 6 now. So
I came in.
Were you driving after 5?
No. No, good, I got in before 5, but it's going to be bad going back the other way.
Because we heard your early portion of this work here, and it didn't sound like an emergency. That's all I'm saying.
Oh.
All right, they could, if they busted at some point and arrest you, I understand their point of view.
Hmm.
But let's get to what's going on and understand what a guest list we got today. Joe Giglio's stirring up at 7, I promise you that. Steve Sosna from NBC10 will be out at 7:30. He's their meteorologist. 7:45 is the always controversial Marcus Hayes.
Yes.
Ruben Amaro is scheduled to be in studio at 8.
Can he get in?
I heard he's coming here earlier.
That's
aggressive.
Beat the crowd.
No, I understand, Al. All I'm going to do is keep using the word aggressive.
I use it now with other people.
I have to use it. It's a mind worm or whatever you call it.
Earworm.
And then, at 9 o'clock, we will find out from Todd Zalecki something I want to talk about right now, Al. I like emotion.
Emotion?
I'm an emotional person.
Okay.
I enjoy emotion.
All right.
Because emotion to me is another word for passion.
It means you're living your life.
You're living your life. You're putting something back. When something happens to you, if you shrug all the time, which frankly you often do, you're not living your life.
He just shrugged at you.
You understand? You shrug when I said that.
Yeah.
You shrug at most of life.
Yeah.
Now, granted, you may live a little longer because you won't have hypertension. You won't have some of the problems that it causes.
Yeah.
Right? Your kidneys will probably stay good longer, liver and all that stuff. Oh. But ultimately, you got to react to stuff.
Okay, what
happened? And something's been burning on me for over a week now.
I go to the urologist.
Finally got, I took 11:30 today.
See?
Jeez. All right, I don't need to know anything else.
No fingers. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Right, so I like a reaction. Now, the Phillies lost last night, which was a shock to no one. Oh. Part of the reason is that name Rhea just said, Daelis Guerra.
Guerra.
I don't know.
Guerra.
Do I have to learn the name? Will he be here long enough that we need to know?
No, he's only here for 2 batters.
When JT Realmuto went out to him with a card, I was imagining what he was actually reading off the card. It was not good.
Anyway, and we will obviously talk about the Sixers. They won last night, but I don't feel like they won.
No.
But we'll get to that a little bit later. But finally yesterday, let me start with Joe Girardi. I love the guy. Because he is emotional.
Yeah.
Because he is a fit for our passionate city.
Yep.
But he let me down. You understand? He really let me down the other day when he was asked during one of these Zoom news conferences while they were not playing for 8 days.
Oh, God.
His team did not play for 8 days because the Miami Marlins acted recklessly. How reckless, we'll get to in a minute because I have Derek Jeter now. The biggest phony in American sports, we will hear from him in a minute. But they did what the Marlins did left the Phillies as innocent victims. You agree with that, Al?
Yep.
Totally innocent. Because in the end, no players have tested positive.
No.
A couple of clubhouse people, but they were around the Marlins. They got it from the Marlins. So they are total victims. And as a result, after 3 days of a season they waited 4 months to play, they could play three games and they had to sit out for a week. Right?
Damn.
Should you be mad at that?
Yeah. You should.
Joe.
I'm not upset with the Marlins. I mean, think about how their lives have been turned upside down.
All right, stop. Stop right there. No. I don't give a damn about them. What kind of a comment? Is that a good comment?
No.
Would you stop it, Joe? I don't want to hear it. All right, Rhea,
I'm concerned about
their health. I'm not upset.
I'm concerned about their health. I'm not concerned about what they – I mean, I am concerned about what they did.
Of course. Everybody's concerned about everybody's health during a pandemic. I get that. But right now, as a sports fan, all I care about is that they screwed my team season up. And their manager on my team in the first year here tells me he's not upset. I need upset. And I got it. Mm. Thank you. Jason Stark's podcast, God, good friends, Jason, had Andrew McCutcheon on. And finally, in day 9 of my wait, Andrew McCutcheon delivered the anger I wanted. Now, I wish he were yelling. Get me a. He does it in a very modulated, kind of cool way, but he makes his point. Here's Andrew.
Whoever decided to, step out or not necessarily follow the health and safety protocol, that upset me. What made me angry was we as the Phillies, and we were the ones having to pay for that.
Right.
Being that we did what we needed to do. We followed the health and safety protocol. We felt that was important. We understood that's what we needed to do to be able to play this game. And we did everything right, and we paid for it.
That really hard to say?
No, it's not that difficult. 100%
accurate.
Oh, yes.
And I'll tell you something else I'm good at, Rhea. Stewing. I like to stew.
Yes, so do I.
Something bad happens. Right, Al, I let it kind of raise to a boil. What do you call it before
simmer.
A boil? It simmers. That's
I think
right.
That's what it is.
It simmers.
Yeah.
But for the past week, with one exception, Wednesday, they got to come out and work out, and then they found out somebody else had tested, and they had to wait. So the Phillies just sat around for a week. They were supposed to go out and beat Gerrit Cole in New York last night. It wasn't going to happen. The Marlins gave them zero chance last night as well. Zero. All right? So they're there, and if it were me waiting around at home when I'd already been trapped at home for 4 months, all I would do is stew. And you know what? So did McCutcheon.
I'm sitting here at home watching 28 to 27, 26 other teams play, and we're sitting at home, all negative, by the way, and we have to watch this happen while we did nothing wrong. So for me, that was very upsetting. That was very upsetting that we did everything right and we were still the ones paying for it.
All right. Now, I'm going to tell you, in this entire city of Philadelphia, the person who has expressed the most anger at what the Marlins did is me.
Yes.
In fact, even the callers, very few, have expressed any anger. Well, if you watch the game last night, the Phillies went into it at an enormous disadvantage. Because, Al.
It was nine innings.
You got to play.
Yeah.
What? What's that?
9 innings is a disadvantage.
All right. You're going after the bullpen again.
Yeah,
I agree
right
with that, Al. Yeah. But the fact of the matter is they had no chance last night.
No.
It's going to take them a while to get back into it. They're not playing today because
like
of the
games,
hurricane.
Right?
Yeah,
they're one in three. That is not the start we were anticipating.
2 weeks into a season, you only played four games.
They played four games and lost three of them.
God.
All right? Now, no, this is not what we wanted.
No.
When we waited all those months for baseball, this is not – 1-3 is not what we were anticipating. And I am not pleased about it. I am not even pleased that the original schedule was far more favorable than 3 at home against the Marlins, a week off, and then Gerrit Cole in Yankee Stadium. They got screwed 100 ways to Sunday. And I would like to know, to start today's show, if you're bitter. Because guess what? I am. Now I'm going to get more bitter.
Uh-oh.
Well, I've said this. This goes back to the days when I was a Yankee fan. All right? 2000. The last year I was a Yankee fan was 2009. 2008, the Phillies won. And then I flipped over.
The last year they won?
What's that? Yeah, was it was that actually last year. That year I was rooting for the Phillies.
Yeah.
All right. I had a lie detector. Maybe you weren't paying attention. Yeah, it would be shocking to me. Yeah. But anyway, so here's the point. Derek Jeter, to me, has always been a fraud because everybody kissed his ass the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's a horrible president of the Marlins. He stinks at it. It's like Michael Jordan with Charlotte. Michael Jordan was a great, 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 great player. But he's awful at running a team.
Yeah.
Jeter's the same. Yeah, you want to hear Jeter? Hey, Jeter yesterday finally addresses. He hadn't said squat for a week. Finally addresses the Marlins and their behavior. I'll start with here's the rumors he refers to.
You know, we continue to hear and read about rumors about our players' actions in Atlanta, and we need to stop that. Right? Our team and our players deserve better than that. As I mentioned, these guys are sick. Our guys were not running all around town after our game in Atlanta. So I need to ask that stop. They don't deserve that.
All right. So, Al, the way that he came to this, these are always effective when a team investigates itself.
Yeah.
I like that because that's honest.
Yeah, the Washington football team's currently doing that.
Yeah, they are. Rhea, what that is that's not a whitewash.
No.
Not at all. That is an in-depth probe. And Derek spent a lot of time looking into this, Al, and he found out that these rumors are not true.
We did have a couple individuals leave the hotel. In our review, it was determined we had guys leave to get coffee, to get clothes. The guy left to have dinner at a teammate's house. There were no other guests on site. There was no salacious activity. There's no hanging out at bars, no clubs, no running around Atlanta.
All right.
No running around the town. What it boiled down to on this particular trip was guys were around each other, they got relaxed, and they let their guard down.
Yeah,
there is no way to identify how this got into our clubhouse. But any activities on Tuesday night were not it.
Not it. Bob Nightingale, Al, is known for making stuff up.
Yeah.
That's how that works. So I could listen to the president of the team, who has always said whatever the hell he wanted, no one ever challenged it. Or I could go with Bob Nightingale, who's covered baseball for 35 years. Your choice. And besides, let me say this as somebody who covered these guys when I was that age, all right? There is never a day on any team where there is not some salacious activity. They're young, they're virile, and they're salacious by nature.
Salacious.
Look that up.
You mean
up,
they're
though.
Kids with a lot of money?
They're horny.
Oh, stop.
You asked it. I thought I covered
did,
it.
I didn't ask
I
it.
I covered it. And finally, Al, all right, here, get ready for this one. All right, and if you're near a box of tissue, you might want to get it now because we should, well, listen to this.
I think one of the first and most important things that we all can do is to have a little empathy for our players. You know, they've been stricken with a virus that has no cure other than to run its course. You know, our players and coaches went into this knowing that their health was on the line. And unfortunately, they've had to endure quite a trying time over the last week plus. And we have seen firsthand just how contagious this virus is.
All I could do is laugh at that. No, let me be clear on my position. I have zero empathy for the Marlins.
Mm-hmm.
I have zero empathy for the Cardinals because they went to a casino. I know these guys from the Marlins did something. I know they put themselves in a position where they could get the virus, and they got it. And then they basically screwed up the whole – in a two-month season, they screwed up the first month of the Philly season. That's what they did.
Yeah.
And now I'm supposed to show empathy. I'm not that gracious a human being. Do you understand?
You're not empathetic.
So I have literally been trying all morning to come up with the right question of the day, and it popped into my head as I was talking there. Ava, question of the day. I'm doing this before, so you know. Question of the day. Do you have any sympathy for the Miami Marlins? Yes or no? No.
All right, wow, I would have thought you'd had a different answer.
Yeah, all right, and just so you know. So anyway, we got a lot of ground to cover today, but I really want to start the show, especially if you were watching the game last night, realizing the Phillies have very little chance.
Yeah.
Especially when they went to the bullpen.
It's over.
The bullpen is bad.
It's done.
The bullpen is bad.
You watch the starting pitcher in the dugout looking out there looking. What
Joe Girardi's going to – they got a really good chance in the next two games because they're doubleheader here, seven innings. Two less innings for the bullpen to screw it up.
I don't know.
They got Nola and Wheeler, and my instructions for them would be –
seven innings.
Do the seven innings and then come in and take a shower.
Yeah.
215.
215-592-9494.
That is Dominic first up. When we come back, an unbelievable giveaway today. You're going to love this, and it's easy to answer. We've got the giveaway coming up, and I want you to hear Joe Pesci, because, Al, we can't catch a break.
Oh, man, no.
We're
storms,
in a pandemic.
Everything.
Pandemic and a hurricane?
Hurricane.
Simultaneously?
It's incredible.
Thank you, God. God, thank you. Well, what did I do wrong?
Let's not bring God into this.
Well. All right, fine. WIP Sports Time 616.